I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that love my face, that's good for my face. You know, clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive, hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence, and when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps, and also guess what? It slides right off with warm water, so no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments, so I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today.
Hello, magical friends. I'm Allie Michelle.
And I'm Raquel Mantra, and welcome to Your Own Magic Podcast.
Our intention is to connect you with the most inspiring thought leaders and visionaries and share some of our experiences and wisdom to help you unleash your own magic.
Yes, we're so grateful you're spending this present moment with us today.
And then visualize it to happen. And even though I didn't have specifics yet, like this is called Your Own Magic, I did write in present tense, like, I am a podcaster of a successful wellness podcast helping people from all around the world to discover their self and interview people making a great impact in the world. And look what came into fruition. And then I met Allie. And then Allie was actually the one who suggested it.
Now let the magic begin.
Tribe!
Hello!
So the theme these days, well, the theme of my life these days, and the theme of this podcast, it seems, and it seems that I have attracted into my field most frequently when it comes to questions, and Allie too, is getting into alignment and living our life's purpose. So, anyways, for those of you who are just tuning in, hello and welcome! My name is Raquel. And I co-host this podcast with the goddess we call Allie Michelle, who's currently hiking the mountains of my favorite place on earth, Hawaii. And me, well, I am in London and another place that I love, by the way. I love London. But I'm doing my own thing, reading and taking notes on books and about quantum physics and really learning how to control and map out our own reality. And I'm doing this while I observe an abundance of people surrounding me as I am living in a big city. And I'm recognizing how we really are just, it's like we're walking zombies, like Shaman Durek said in last week's podcast, walking zombies, not realizing this life and reality that we're creating with our words and with our actions. So by expanding our consciousness and knowing how to reprogram our subconscious mind, that is exactly what I am so interested in diving into these days, as I am just geeking out in the coffee shops, reading all about this. But I'm only a kindergartner in that field, but I especially love when it comes to just getting into alignment and finding our purpose. And I have recognized a lot of things that I have manifested in my own life, wanted and unwanted, thanks to this. And since this law, some of us know, but some of us aren't that aware of, but she's definitely in our life. The law of attraction, just like the law of gravity. And yeah, since I've been practicing getting into alignment before taking any chore action, such as work or running errands and meetings with people, and I just choose to be aligned and listen. And for the skeptics out there, by the way, please listen to the episode on the science behind how the law of attraction works in your quantum field. It was only a few episodes ago, that will take the woo-woo-iness out of this whole thing, hopefully enlighten you and give you a high burst of realization and revelation that, whoa, this stuff really does work and I just really do create my own reality. And I have created what appears in my life, what I've manifested in reality so far, wanted and unwanted. But whoa, no one is responsible for this or no one else is to blame but myself. And I shouldn't even really blame myself because that's not powerful. And that in itself, just knowing this, having the knowledge behind this, is so powerful. And no, you don't need to know the science of how the law of attraction works or how to get into alignment in order for it to work. I mean, most high performers and people that are truly tuned in, tapped in, and turned on may not even realize that their being is just super aligned in where they're at. Even if they're not happy all the time or positive, that's not what it's about, even though that's what movies like The Secret made us believe. But it's not about being happy or positive all the time. We're humans, so we are gonna feel negative or feel down sometimes, and that is a part of this human experience that we've accepted when we came into this body. So anyways, all the time. So they're just those people, those high performers, they're attracting more abundance and business into their lives because they're simply just expecting it, and they have full faith when they go to bed and when they wake up that the abundance is there, even if they don't see it consciously because they're worried about so much subconsciously. They just know, they're living it, they're aligned with that, and they're getting into that alignment powerfully every day. By the way, since I've been here, I had decided to expect weird things, and I love London coffee. So some are personal, but this one I just am interested in sharing. So coffee. I have attracted probably over a dozen free coffees and coconut milk or matcha lattes since I've been in London. I don't know how I reprogrammed that into my subconscious mind to attract that and just know, but it's so weird. I just have been expecting it, and then I've been receiving so many free coffees. Weird. Right, but it's so cool, and it's just a random thing that I decided to manifest into my life. It's one thing, coffee is one thing that brings me into alignment in the morning. I mean, it doesn't have to be coffee, but a hot drink, because it's not always coffee. Like 98% of the time it is, but a hot beverage, I love that. It helps get me into alignment. It feels so good as it comes down my throat, and I just sit there sipping it either mindfully or doing something else that gets me into alignment, which I'll talk about. So yeah, getting into alignment, that is everything to me these days. So, so important for those who have been struggling with their creative process, because I was having such a writer's block. And I think that's what really, really drew me to this, because when I realized, whoa, if I just take the time, whether it takes an hour, whether it takes half a day to get into alignment, it's amazing how I can just get into this powerful creative flow, and it just comes. And it doesn't have to be about your art or your writing. It could also be about approaching your business or just whatever it is that you do to thrive that day. And so when we look at masters of music and business and sports, or the masters of the written word, their mastery spurts out of them because they're in alignment with a powerful flow, and they just know with every fiber of their being that they're a god or goddess at what they do. Even if their words are modest, they are still feeling so powerful. I know that you've experienced this before where you just know that you are so good at this. That's when the powerful flow comes, but before that, you may not realize it, but you got into alignment to get to that state. And if we take that time to get into alignment, then we allow the powerful flow to come through us. It comes through us. But your subconscious mind also needs to be fully aware of fully understanding and feeling and just knowing that you can. Or another part of our consciousness just needs to know and feel. Okay, let's just say me. Let's say tomorrow, I wanted to believe that I am a master chef. I'm like, all right, this is going to be the next thing. I'm a master chef. And I can just visualize and try to align with this till my face turns blue. But deep down, I know I haven't put in any of the work. Not that you need to put in the action, but the action helps you feel like you are prepping and knowing. So I haven't done any of the work, or I wasn't born with this innate ability to be a master chef, though I probably could be. We all have that capability. It's just best to swipe that belief up when you are a child. Swipe that belief up. Where does that term come from? It's just best to believe that when you are a child before other voices interfere and all these layers of what the type of person that you are and you are not are layered on you. And since I'm not aligned with this state of being a master chef, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow as a master chef, because I haven't reprogrammed my mind or programmed my mind in the beginning to truly think that I am, believe that I am, feel like that I am, and be, and am. All these phrases I'm saying. And there are people who actually do the deep work to make themselves into a better version of themselves in their desired field, like being a master chef or a sports player or a writer, etc. And let's just say that you want to tap into the state of mastery in whatever you desire, and your being is aligned with knowing that you can, because you really are limitless. You can become anything that you want to be and master it. And that is when the powerful flow will come. Like, I'll tell you, so I've been doing poetry now for, I think, a few years, but oh my gosh, I couldn't put a poem together unless it was roses are red, violets are blue, and something that rhymes with blue, maybe. Roses are red, violets are blue, Cupid is adorable, and so are you. I don't know. But that would have been my amazing poem in my mind back in the day, because I didn't believe that I was a poet. And then I decided, like, because poetry is what moves me, I want to be a poet too. And then I just allowed it to flow because I accepted I was. So for example, when writers or poets, they also believe that they are channeled. Well, some do. And if you know what I mean by channeled, like source is coming through, universe or angels or God or whoever is pouring through you, or your highest self is just like pouring through, you're being channeled. That's what I truly believe is what happens when I am writing this. And it could be words from me or my angels, yada, yada. Whatever resonates with you, though. Now, I remember in one of our episodes in Q, one of my favorite poets, Ali, interviewed him. And he said that when people are channeled, it sounds pretentious, but that's kind of the feeling of what it is or what happens. But it's true. You are in a state of flow, and it feels as though you are receiving these messages from a consciousness that is beyond anything we can comprehend. And you just can't believe that these words came out of you, because in your normal conscious state, that is not exactly how you would think or speak. And Allie and I, honestly, we sometimes believe that we black out or whatever during our podcast recordings, like probably pretty much every episode. I probably have blacked out right now. Anyways, we can't even remember or recall what we have said most of the time, as if we had blacked out, but that's because we were in a state of powerful flow and just allowing whatever needed to come through to just come through. That is why there are many things we've opened up about that we probably wouldn't share with anyone off the street or strangers that we met at a party, or even our close friends and family. We wouldn't open up about some of the stuff we've opened up about with you guys, but we just opened up about it because we were in flow, a powerful flow. It was not coming from our heads or our egos, because it would be our head or egos that would stop us, that would filter us from sharing these things, these messages that probably needed to be shared with the person listening. No, instead we were sharing from our heart, from our gut, and allowing whatever to flow to flow. And also in every episode, we just made sure to get into alignment, even the interviews, like alignment before action always. And sometimes it would be a ritual that we would perform, and other times it's our own meditations. And usually, honestly, it was a mix of both, especially when we were in each other's presence. Like when we were living in Hawaii, we deliberately got into alignment. We had our sacred mornings to ourselves where we journal, go out in nature, connect and touch with nature, interact with nature, like holding the leaf and smelling the leaf and loving the leaf, and come back and then maybe do some yoga or movement, physical movement again on our own, just to get that blood flowing and be in our own present space. And we would have our breakfast and mushroom coffee. That was maybe together, which I should for sure talk about in a minute, as Four Sigmatic is sponsoring this specific episode. So I'll make sure to get to the mushroom coffee, but we'd have our favorite breakfasts, and which I know a lot of people know we love healthy plant-based protein pancakes, and we would enjoy every single bite slowly and mindfully. And then after we finished our breakfasts, cleaned our dishes, we'd go into our separate rooms to meditate with our crystals. Then when it was time to podcast, shut all the windows because we know cars are driving by, neighbors are talking, and then we would sage, like burn sage, and sage the house and her room where we'd podcast by waving the sage stick around with intention that we would deliver whatever needs to be delivered and come through. And then we'd place our crystals in certain places and on our laps and test the audio, then pray to our angels, and then we would podcast, or we would call the person that we were going to interview for the podcast, but we would feel aligned and we had this flow and we knew what to do. And that was our beautiful whole ritual together before we would begin our action of work, of creative flow. And that's why I believe that they were true and heartfelt and powerful, and why so many people ended up resonating with it, because it was never forced, it was felt. Ooh, I like that. It was never forced. It was felt. take notes, send that to me, because I don't feel like typing right now or writing right now as I talk. So please send that to me so I remember this little note. It was not forced. It was felt. And now, I do this pretty much as well, the same thing too, but on my own. Even though I am missing a ton of crystals right now and a sage, I need to get a sage stick here in London, and also mushroom coffee right now. I'm missing that so much, but I don't need any physical item or tool to get me into alignment. I can honestly just get into alignment with or without anything or anyone. Like, I, of course, I'd prefer Ali's presence, but or anyone but myself. And you totally can too. For example, my poem downloads really only happen when I am in the receptive mode and listening and embracing nature. They really do happen a lot. Like, I have to go outside and then really feel them. And then since there's no forest here, I roam the parks and try to go in the places off the paved path, in the grass with less people and more birds. But sometimes they do happen when I'm feeling the emotions of others around me, or I'm experiencing something pretty dark and down, and I wake up in the morning and I am in the house, but I just need to get that off my chest because I want to feel aligned. And then I'll write and sometimes forget what I wrote when I wrote it. And sometimes I don't forget. It's amazing how that happens when you either just black out or you're just in the receptive mode, completely conscious. Alignment is everything, and it's honestly, it's like foreplay for sex. Sex is just not as good without foreplay. And though it's been, as a lot of you know, yeah, I know, it's been like 4 years since I've done it. I do remember, though, that the only way for me to get tuned in, tapped in, and turned on was foreplay. So this episode, I'm here to encourage you to get fully tuned in, tapped in, and turned on your own little foreplay to be in, you know what I mean, to be receptive to your own creative juices. Oh God, now my mind's in the gutter. And but your own creative flow, and allow source to perform a powerful flow through you. And so here are some ways that I've learned from other leaders that I listen to, especially Abraham Hicks. Yes, I'm an Abrahamster, as they call them. And I have been for a long time now, but on and off, but now fully on. And so every morning, I, of course, have my hot beverage, but I've been writing what I like to call rampage of appreciation, sometimes rampages. So you can physically write or type this on your computer, but write and do not stop. Just allow stream of consciousness to flow, kind of like morning pages, but this one specifically of everything and anything random that you appreciate. Writing until you filled a full page of everything you're grateful for at this time. You know what? But instead of saying I am grateful for or I am thankful for, I mean, for me personally, I realized that the word appreciative is just slightly more powerful of something that I appreciate instead of the word grateful. Appreciation resonates. Try it out. See if you can feel appreciation more than gratitude when you write appreciation. And so I may start with my coffee, and on some days, my free cup of coffee or latte that I had manifested, and just work my way of what I see externally till I pick up memories or people like Ali or my parents and of course you. Yes, I write the soul tribe and who I'm just so appreciative and just go with that. I do whatever. And then I do wonder, because I'm so freaking appreciative of that latte, maybe that's one reason why I keep manifesting the free cups of coffee or lattes. Who knows? But I'm not complaining that I'm aligned with that. Oh, and also, speaking of coffee, if you've been listening to this and you haven't gifted yourself or your friends and family or your next cousin's birthday with Four Sigmatic Mushroom Coffee and taken advantage of our discount, then I don't know where you've been. I'm telling you, I am so appreciative of Four Sigmatic's existence, especially their lion's mane for me, helping me concentrate on my work When I'm in that creative flow, I do feel like it helps me feel at ease and calms my body in that creative flow. And just because I'm always in the mood to play and wander and read and daydream and be entertained in some way. But that one helps me focus. Or Reishi at night, also known as liquid yoga, which calms and eases my mind and body. It's almost like, I've said this a million times, but like a safe tranquilizer for the brain, as it alleviates stress and it activates our sleep cycles. And then there's cordyceps. So when I first wake up, to get me all fired up for a run around these little London parks, that really boosts my energy. And then of course chaga for just all the things. It's known as the superhero mushroom. So why I like it is that I really enjoy my coffee with knowing that I'm not going to have jitters and crashes and stomach issues that my body does tend to be sensitive to. Well, I want to change that language, but yes, in the past, my body has tended to be sensitive towards drinking just black coffee. I would get jittery and stomach issues and bloat, no joke. And one thing I also love about it is that you can't taste the mushrooms. It doesn't really taste like anything. It just enhances the coffee flavor. Oh, and just note for the yogis, they must try the lion's mane, because this one is used by Buddhist monks to enhance focus during meditation. That's one thing that sold me. And sure, there are other brands, but I've tried others, and I'm just letting you know that you can taste that Four Sigmatic has the best quality. And also for non-coffee lovers out there, if you love matcha, you have to try their matcha latte mixed with all the different mushrooms. It's so good. So if you're interested, Four Sigmatic is gifting the Soul Tribe 15% off. So click on the link in the show notes or go to foursigmatic.com/Soul Tribe. That's foursigmatic.com/Soul Tribe and enter the discount code Soul Tribe. SOULTRIBE, one word, no spaces, Soul Tribe, for 15% off of your magical coffee and mushroom elixir order. Soul freaking delicious. Okay, well, where was I? Oh yeah, so alignment. Well, I just manifested my coffee, and let's say I sipped that while I wrote a page or two of everything I'm appreciative of. I did the rampage of appreciation. Or I also like to sip my coffee while I read and take notes when I'm reading. And I do that for hours at a coffee shop or cafe about every single day. Some sort of spiritual book or expanding consciousness seriously just gets me so in alignment, gets some of those creative juices flowing. And sometimes I'll like go out and write a quick poem that came to me as I was reading. It's so fun for inspiration. Then maybe I'd like to go on a walk in nature, or since I'm a big city person now, well, at this time in my life, so a place where there are trees and a lot of green spaces, so large parks, and they're actually quite nice in London. But nothing gets me more in line than nature. Not coffee, not books, nothing, just nature and friends, of course. And it's simple. I may be either listening to a podcast or music, and lately I prefer to listen to upbeat instrumental folk music and just allow my mind and body to truly be one with nature as I embrace the smells and the sights around me, making mental notes of the different leaves and the flowers that I pass, the different birds, taking portrait pictures of the birds. My phone right now is loaded with bird photos since there are so many different birds, beautiful ones, in the park. And no joke, referring back to them truly makes me have this genuine smile and makes my heart sing. And I've been posting them even on our Soul Tribe exclusive meditations. Quick plug, by the way. So for only $4.44, Allie and I have meditations and metaphysical tools that help you get into alignment on our site, yourownmagic.life. Yep, so $4.44, our angel number, for deep self-discovery content. And you know what? Because she's loving and gifting, why not? We should gift a tribe member who's already a part of the exclusive site a full year free membership, just cause. So if you're part of this or you sign up, I think that we should start gifting Soul Tribe membership sites for a year. Just saying. So keep a lookout in your inbox at the end of this month, and maybe you will be the one that we selected this month for a full free year. That would be really cool. I am feeling that. I am feeling that. And by the way, that's another thing, gifting. Okay, giving people a genuine smile, and notice how you feel after you bring a genuine smile to someone's face, whether they're random or a familiar family or friend face. Just notice that feeling that you get after giving them a genuine smile. And I'm not talking about a social scripted smile like, hi, how are you today? You look great. Thanks. Yeah, good. No. A genuine smile on someone's face. And then you served your purpose for the day. Because really, that's what I feel like we're all here to do, is to serve. We're hardwired to seek ways to benefit survival by producing surges of this feel-good chemical, serotonin. And we get that when we help and serve others and give them those genuine smiles. So as long as we serve others, give them genuine smiles in whatever situation we are in, we are fulfilling our purpose, and not a moment is wasted in life. So hey, that's a huge one. That's a huge way to get into alignment. Because at this quantum level, who really cares? Who really seriously cares if someone is famous or not, or smart or not, or pretty or not? I mean, yes, that might be cool for a moment or quick flattery in their mind, but you know what people really do care about? A damn good, truly loving person who put that damn smile on their face. Yes. Ooh, that's why we love actors, you know? Like, actors that give us a genuine smile. Somebody that gives me a genuine smile, like Zooey Deschanel in New Girl. She's so quirky. It's hilarious and adorable. Oh, and acting, that reminds me of scripting. Scripting is one of my new favorite law of attraction techniques. So it's like writing your autobiography of the future. You can write about anything you want to manifest in your field. Write about your future career or your relationship, man or your woman, or maybe your ideal healthy physique that just looks so good and squeezes into those jeans just right, or a new car or your home environment, a cute studio. I no joke know that I had manifested my really cute studio here in London with its vaulted high ceilings, adorable kitchen. It's so cute and exactly my taste. And I had written about this before. And also in Your Own Magic Soul Tribe exclusive site, we just posted a manifestation meditation where we take you into a deep, deep meditative state, allowing your brainwaves to slow and your whole body to chill, to relax. You can more easily access and reprogram your subconscious mind to believe and feel it can achieve whatever you desire, and you will visualize what you desire. So check that out and see what manifests. Oh, and that's yourownmagic.life, if I haven't said that enough. And you really are the writer of your story. And so scripting is my favorite way to tell my exact story. I mean, how do you think I manifested this podcast? Seriously, even before I met Allie, I was a podcast fanatic and I wanted to be a podcaster, but I didn't believe in myself enough unless I was in this highly aligned state and felt good about writing and scripting my future. So I didn't walk about every single day thinking that I could do this, but I would use moments where I'd get into alignment or I would meditate and then visualize and see myself doing this. No joke. And I had scripted it out when I felt good. Once I felt good, I had scripted it out like, I am a podcaster. So I do believe that this creation with Allie was entered into my field because I had asked for it. I had scripted it and then visualized it to happen. And even though I didn't have specifics yet, like this is called Your Own Magic, I did write in present tense, like, I am a podcaster of a successful wellness podcast, helping people from all around the world to discover their self and interview people making a great impact in the world. And look what came into fruition. And then I met Allie. And then Allie was actually the one who suggested it. After only a week of knowing each other, it just felt so right. We just knew we had to do something together. And it felt so aligned. This was in India and we just felt it. We knew we needed to bring what we're feeling to the world. So we took the action. And wow, like, thank you guys so much for allowing this, for making this flourish because of you and you telling your friends and family, like, it's because of you and being aligned with this and being connected with Allie and I, because I do think that the only people that we're really attracting are those that are aligned with us in some way and we're aligned with you in some way. So for allowing this to flourish to those who need to hear whatever message we are delivering, and Allie and I, we did script this out together before Your Own Magic took place and before we manifested some of the people and our upcoming speakers. It's amazing. It's amazing what happens when you really co-create with this universe and with others that you love. Then we've interviewed some of our favorite artists and authors and leaders and best friends that are making a difference. And the people, we have even more people that we've scheduled to interview that I am just beyond floored came into our quantum field that have had made, they've made a huge difference in my own personal and business and spiritual life, and people that I've been studying and listening to for years who also practice getting into alignment, or those that are just naturally in alignment, they don't realize it, but that's why they're making a great difference, and they're some of my greatest mentors, and I can't wait for you to listen to those interviews. I am nervous, but that's a good thing. That means I'm so excited, and this is supposed to happen. Anyways, scripting. So there's really no rules except to write it as if it already happened. And it works best when you only write words that make you feel good and keep you in a positive vibrational high. Clarity, being crystal clear as your clearest crystal quartz on your desk, on whatever it is you're scripting, is way more powerful than being open and vague, because you can just almost taste it and touch it and smell it and feel it with every fiber of your being while you're writing it, and it is coming. But if you're not totally crystal clear, at least writing something works. And doing this daily or weekly may even bring what you wanted or better. That's actually huge. That's something that Allie taught me. That's actually just always something about when you're scripting, always say this, all of this happened or better, or all of this will happen or better. But if you're talking in thinking of the future, all of this happened and better, allowing more that is beyond your wildest dreams, what you can even comprehend at this time, to manifest. Also, carry a book of positive aspects. And at the end of the night, write a few positive things that happened that day when you're feeling just out of alignment. And maybe go back and reflect in your book of positive aspects and when you are aligned, and read it and ride that wave of positive emotion and just add more. Who knows? Maybe by the end of the year, you'll have a whole book of positive memories and moments that you carry to reflect on and raise your vibration and get into alignment. That's one thing that I like to do in my evening routine, to just write usually like 2 to 3 things that are really, really cool that happened that day. And it could be as little as manifesting the coffee, which I guess is kind of big, but, or finding a penny. I found a penny on the Whole Foods cash register, and I got super excited because when I see a penny, it reminds me how abundant I am. But it was a US penny, and I haven't had that in so long, so I got really excited. Or something that is as big as getting a job promotion, or I don't know, a lot of amazing things that could possibly happen to you. I feel like Oprah right now. And you. Anyways, of course, you know, one thing that I'm going to say that's bound to be on this list: meditation. Or actually, one thing that might surprise you, even taking huge naps to allow all the momentum or the chaos of the day when you're out of alignment to subside. I get into that in that science episode of how the brain waves slow and all momentum subsides in order to get into a neutral and better state during meditation. So meditation is huge to allow you to get into alignment, or taking naps. Taking naps if that is taking the path of least resistance for you because you're just not in the mood to meditate. And so meditation will keep you in check and get you back into alignment. Now, Allie and I talked about in our last duo episode about writing to your intuition, which is one of the greatest ways to align your vibrational being in during the toughest times, or when you have these questions that it's really hard to answer without using your head, but you know you want to use your heart. So when you really have no idea what in the world to do about a particular scenario, then this topic would just, it would honestly probably take a full episode, but to explain it simply, write a question, any question, get quiet, and make sure you're in a space where there are no distractions. Get quiet with yourself. You're totally alone. Write that question and then listen. Maybe even place your hands on your heart or your gut to really feel and listen for the answer. Anything that you write, anything that you think, something that is non-judgmental, that very first thought that comes to mind that just feels right, that's your intuition. But if it is something that's judging you or making you feel like you're doing something that you don't want to do, or you have to even just question that it is, that's probably your ego. That is one way, because you feel yourself, and when you're tuned into yourself, that means you're tuning into yourself, and that helps you get into alignment, because you're like, yo, I'm tuned in. This feels so good. Also, another thing for me is selected entertainment. I mean, there are certain podcast hosts, TV shows, TV show actors and authors and books and speakers and poets and poems that when I listen or I watch or I read them, I feel more aligned with a part of myself and they raise my vibration. And yes, guys, I did say TV. I know a lot of people have been anti-TV, which is cool if that floats their boat. But as long as you're not watching it to numb your mind and be completely mindless and tuned out of yourself, but to watch it with intention and knowing that you are doing this for pure enjoyment. And that allows all the chaos and the horrible things that have happened of the day to just subside for a bit, just to get you to that neutral place. But then it brings you pure enjoyment and that genuine smile that raises your vibration. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just such a great way to get into alignment, It's a great way to raise your vibration, especially the lighthearted or fun shows or even informational shows. Like I love comedies. I love Big Bang Theory or The Office, or like I said, New Girl. And I know Allie also, ooh, Gilmore Girls. Allie loves Gilmore Girls and Harry Potter. That TV show and that movie, Gilmore Girls, Harry Potter, her ways to get into alignment. And one of my favorite podcast hosts, she talks all about alignment. Jess Lively. She even talks about she'll watch Gilmore Girls and have a macaroon to get into alignment because she knows it makes her feel good. And that's like, it's taking out the guilt. When she said that, that took out the guilt for me for watching TV, because I was feeling guilty watching TV. So I was like, I'm supposed to be spiritual and not doing this. No, remove that guilt. That's when it's not good. But if you just feel good doing this and you're just like, I'm going to allow myself this time to watch TV because I just want to, and it's not a distraction from your life, and it can be so rewarding as long as it doesn't make you feel bad about yourself or numb you in any way. And if you're watching it to distract yourself from other emotions, that's different. That's when you should probably face your other emotions, and it's not so okay. So I release those feel-good chemicals when I am watching TV, and I have no problems with it. Also, tapping meditation, EFT tapping. This is one of the most effective techniques I know to release any resistance to get you into alignment. And Allie talked a lot about this in one of our past episodes on releasing anxiety and depression. So in a nutshell, it is, it's like acupuncture, but without the needles, as they say. So if you're not familiar with EFT, it's an emotional freedom technique tapping. I just highly recommend for anyone that's listening to this to Google that and learn how to do it. It is an invaluable tool that just, it releases negative emotions and you can let go of old beliefs and neutralize the charge of anything that happened in your childhood that might not be so pleasant. Any horrible memories in your past, it will neutralize that so you're not so connected with that anymore. And that will help you release resistance towards whatever's going on and get you into alignment. Also, wonderful manifestation and alignment technique is the wouldn't it be nice if. So if you haven't heard of this one, it's so fun. It's an amazing game to play with the universe when you find yourself leaning toward maybe like a negative place or you just want to feel even better and raise your vibration. The wouldn't it be nice technique is everything. I remember walking with my friend Mickey and we were just talking about wouldn't it be nice if, and then allowing our dreams to go, and it was amazing to just walk and share these desires with a friend. It felt way more powerful. So this raises your vibration and it improves attraction naturally, orienting you towards a more positive place. So wouldn't it be nice if I had a free cup of coffee? Wouldn't it be nice if Tom smiled today? Wouldn't it be nice if I released a book? Wouldn't it be nice if I met him? Wouldn't it be nice if he loved the ocean? Wouldn't it be nice if we went and explored tropical places together? And you just go on this wouldn't it be nice if feeling, and who knows, maybe wouldn't it be nice if maybe it would happen. Or, you know, let's say you're stuck in traffic and you just kept saying wouldn't it be nice if just traffic decided to clear up. Wouldn't it be nice if traffic decided to clear up? And maybe your feeling and resistance towards traffic will end up clearing up. Just be open to it and try it. And if it works, amazing. If it feels good for you, amazing. If not, that's fine. But there are just so many ways to get into alignment, like other things, maybe cleaning and that feeling of just being in a nice, clean space, or of course, playing music. Music is everything. Like I said, lately it's been instrumental upbeat folk music for me. Or lighting a candle can help. Or go into a steam room or sauna. Oh, I've been doing that a lot lately and it feels so good. Or a massage, or even daydreaming, petting a dog whenever you see a dog, so cute. Or cooking or baking or aromatherapy. Oh my gosh, aromatherapy is huge. In fact, I'm going to insert here a little clip for our sponsor, Thrive, and Allie's love for essential oils and using Thrive essential oils to get into alignment before she gets her creative juices flowing for writing.
You'll be so proud of Raquel. I wake up at 6:30 a.m. every day and I write for a full blown hour. A full hour, whether I have the words or not, whether it's nonsense or genius. Most of the time it's nonsense, but sometimes you get a good nugget in there. But anyways, to wake up in the morning instead of kind of overloading myself with four cups of coffee like I used to, I've been doing the essential oils that I brought up last week, actually, because you can use them for anxiety. And for anxiety, I would do kind of a more calm one, like lavender, frankincense, any of the really pure oils. And you could actually find them on Thrive Market. They are amazing. It's like the cheapest, highest quality way. And it comes right to your doorstep, because personally, like walking into a store when there's a million different options, that actually causes me anxiety. And you don't want to go buy something for your anxiety and then be cause more anxiety by.
That is brilliant. Wow.
That was for the anxiety, but for writing to wake me up, I'll use peppermint, any of the more awakening ones. Peppermint's amazing, but you can dilute it with coconut oil and put it on your ears. I've said this before, because the ears have so many nerve endings in them. They're super sensitive and that'll wake you right up. If you smell them, I mean, the power of smell is such a direct effect on your nervous system. It's incredible. So yeah, I would just recommend Thrive Market. That's where I get all my good stuff.
Oh, they're so good, because they have their own brand as well of high quality goods that really are less than market prices. You can actually order not only oils, but groceries. That's what they're really known for, that are up to 50% less than what you can get at any Matrix store that is near you, and they deliver it straight to your door, which is so amazing. If you haven't taken advantage of this offer, I don't know what you're doing, because you seriously get $60 worth of free groceries. There is no catch, plus free shipping and a free 30-day trial. If you sign up at thrivemarket.com/your own magic, that's where you will get that free groceries for you and your family. Send it to your friends. thrivemarket.com/your own magic. And last thing, doing absolutely nothing. That's right. I really believe in the power of doing absolutely nothing. Just watch whatever is in front of you. Embrace the lake. Stare at the candle flame. Watch the people go by, but do nothing, just nothing. Judge nothing, think nothing. Just be, like meditation, but with your eyes open. It is a form of meditation that allows all the momentum to subside and calm your thoughts without closing your eyes. I remember when I first arrived in Bali it was my very first time in 2015, when I was watching the sun rise over the Indian Ocean and the moon set over the Balinese mountains to the right of me as the small boats were passing by. And I really wasn't thinking anything, but I was just being so present and observing this. And I practiced that intentionally, and I had never felt so good, so aligned. And they were the first moments that I realized the value of what it means to be truly present, to be truly aligned with Source, with the universe, with me. And I practice that now as I watch the lake and I see the swans floating across or giving themselves little baths on the lake. I see people on the other side of the lake running by, walking by, holding hands, watching the trees and the leaves blow. Find just a nice log or a cozy spot on the grass to just sit and watch. And then once you get into alignment by doing nothing or doing something that gets you into alignment, those creative juices will flow. Something will come. Your poetry, your art, writing a new song, writing your book, that chapter in your book, or writing a new blog, running your business with such powerful efficiency, or sending email proposals and knowing with full faith that you're going to get a good email back, and just living your own magic. So what are you going to do right now to get aligned? Love you.
We are so grateful you tuned into this podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and rate us on iTunes.
Yes, and those of you who leave a rating and review, we want to share our gratitude by sending you a special gift. Just email info@yourownmagic.life and we will send you an exclusive meditation guided by the both of us.
And make sure to say hi to us on Instagram. I'm at Allie Michelle L. Don't forget the random L at the end.
And I'm Raquel Mantra. Thank you.
And have a magical day.